I'm Michael Torres, staff of Clark County.
Julie Olson, Clark County Council.
Phil Johnson, Mayor Valgro.
Ron Onslow, Mayor Richfield.
Ryan Cassidy, Richfield staff.
Dave West, Scott, City of West Hugo.
Jim Hodges, City of Camas.
Janet Snook, Clark County.
Mike Stark, City of Woodland.
I'm Samantha Whitley with Clark County.
Ben Stritch with Reach Community Development.
Marlon Galindo with CDOT.
John McDonough, Greater Vancouver Chamber.
Dr. Thomas, Mentor.
Megan Hockney with Share.
And Dan Hockney with Share.
Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of February 13th?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
2017 available funding.
Yeah, can everybody get the memo that, it's new this morning. We didn't email it out ahead of time because we weren't sure. Hey, Jeff. I'm just about to talk about funding. When we were back in D.C. last month, we had HUD headquarters, the CDBG director said, just use whatever number you're comfortable with. So they really don't know what the allocation will be. Both sides of Congress, the House and the Senate, both had agreed for $3 billion for CDBG, but it's a whole new year. So we just presumed a 10% reduction based on last year's allocation to this year, so that puts us at 1.3 directly from HUD. Then when we subtract the administration, contingency, implementation, and rehabilitation, that leaves us with 722. And then we add back in, you'll see down below, the reprogrammed and program income for both categories based on where that funding had come back from. If it had come back from an infrastructure project, it goes back into infrastructure. And so that puts us at 489 for infrastructure and 448 for social service. And then when we do the scoring and select projects, we will decide, you know, if there's more funding, this is what we will add on to. If there's less funding than what we're predicting, then this is what will get cut. And on the back of that memo is the home funding, which is a little more simple, also estimating a 10% reduction and also not having any idea what might happen with these federal funds because there's been so much chatter about it lately. But because we have such a healthy reprogrammed amount of $1.1 million, that puts us at 1.5, which is more than what we have applications for. So we'll talk about how we want to allocate this amount. Is there any questions?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, home and combined scoring and selection. Rebecca, got this?
Yep.
So, based on the board scoring, so we have $320,000 more than what we had applications for. So, it's easy to say that all of the program or applications will be funded this year. The question that we have for the board is, what are we going to do with the extra $320,000? And staff has been talking, and we've talked to a couple of the applicants, and there's a couple of things that we could recommend. Share with their TBRA program, because it came in first, we talked to them and see if they could take additional funds. And they said that they definitely could. They could easily spend $150,000 to $200,000 in our program year. So that way we're not extending their program out. We're getting the money spent. That's the big deal with home, is to make sure that we get that money committed and out the door so we can hit our timelines. And then we also spoke with Reach, with their Isabella Court Phase 2. And we went to Reach because the changes in the LIHTC credits have given them a gap in their funding. And you know, we all know we need more affordable housing in our community. And so our suggestion is that we give a portion of the additional funds to Share and the remaining to Isabella Court to help fill in the gap from their funding.
Could you mention why we went from Share to Reach and we skipped over Community Services Northwest and Salvation Army?
So we have provided funding to Community Services Northwest for a couple of times over the last few years, and they have had a very hard time spending out the contract award. in a timely manner. And so, and then with the Salvation Army, this would be a new project under the county TBRA program. And because they didn't even ask us for the full amount, we felt like they weren't ready to take on additional funds. This would be their first year, see how everything goes. Because we don't know if they would hit timeliness, we thought that those two programs would not be the best fit for asking to give them additional funds over what they were requesting.
So to editorialize, Cher is asking us from the get-go for everything they think we can give them, and they will spend it out, okay? Community Services Northwest, and this is not at all criticism of the organization or the program or anything like that, but just historically, they have not been successful in spending out the funds on the timelines that are required by HUD. And we work with them, you know, when that happens. That's just the history. In Salvation Army, completely different type of program than shared, are not in a place where they're asking us for anything we can give them. They're asking us for $125,000. So it just did not make sense to add beyond that. And the next, you know, so we're basically, we just went down in the order that you ranked them and you know, what any additional knowledge that we had programmatically and what would make sense. Reach can spend it out, and there's a gap right now because of the LIHTC credits, and you were said that you did well.
And one thing also to keep in mind is that the population being served by both, it's the same population that would be served by both Cher and the Salvation Army. So we're not missing out on a specific population.
So what allocation do you recommend, or are you recommending a particular allocation from Cher and Reach?
So we wanted to give that opportunity to you, but when I spoke with Cher on Friday, they said they could easily spend $150,000 to $200,000. So I would allocate somewhere in that amount to Cher, and then the remaining balance to
you. Me too. Two quick questions. Evergreen Habitat for Humanity asked for $100,000 and got $85,000.
No, this is. Oh, you know what? My apologies. There we go. So it would be 300. Thank you. I apologize for that.
And the other question is, it's me. I'm just a simple guy. Why don't we just give the money back to wherever it came from?
Because we never want to give money back, ever.
Well, I understand that, but and that just seems, you asked for whatever it was. These people got whatever they wanted. Just give the money back.
It could affect how much we're allocated in the future.
And we can't open it up to anybody else.
It wouldn't be worth doing another application round. The cost of doing that and also your time put into doing this project, we wouldn't recommend it.
And let me just also, the max by policy, by our internal policy and what we put out in our application packets is the maximum that we can ask, that an organization can ask for combined is 300. So Cher asked for $250,000 in terms of the home dollars for TBRA, $50,000 for the case management. That's why they asked for $250,000. So if they had the ability to ask for $400,000, they would have. And you know, that's the reason they did not.
The other thing that I would add is HUD is actually only giving us $389,000 if you look at the memo. The $1.1 million is money that our community generated from the sale of those affordable condos that went back to the private market. So we could send this money back to HUD, but it was because of our community's
I understand that.
Okay.
But just not in my nature. You get what you ask for. You move on, you're happy, and the rest should go back to whatever. But I'm obviously that's not going to happen.
With our spending, it's our program that's put the spending caps because normally we only have around $400,000 a year, so we've just had that as a policy so that we can have the funds go to more than just one project on a normal basis. This is an anomaly to have this much reprogram the program income coming back into the program.
And Samantha, to your point, that's because of the sale of
Columbia River Mental Health.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So it's not an ongoing, it's a
right. Exactly.
Next step.
Tell you this. So if we kept it in a fund balance, all or part of that, it becomes at risk. How long can this be held?
We would be risking our timeliness, our commitment issues, because some with the home, we have to commit within 2 years of receiving the fund. And so we want to put this into projects we know can spend right away so that we're not coming up to that commitment
issue. So proceeds from sales get a new 2 year. It's considered
from the year of receipt from funds.
So it's got a 2 year window as well, the whole
we are in year one right now, right? We received those funds at the end of 2016. So
I'm just concerned that next year when we're sitting here and we're looking at this spreadsheet, the numbers are going to be a lot smaller, not because we've spent it, but because there's money for us.
Correct.
I mean, that's at risk. I can't remember. I only know what probably you guys know more. Use a number you're comfortable with, but I've heard about or read about very draconian cuts in these programs.
Yes.
And we may be going, man, we don't need money. Or we have hardly any money this time next year. But we could use it now too. So
yeah,
cross that bridge when we get to it.
If we were to hold them to the next funding round, that puts our commitment deadline down to 1 year, and that would be very difficult to meet to get those dollars spent.
Yeah. Yeah, those resale dollars are subject to the same thing. What was the funding gap due to that one specific thing for the beach project?
Ben's here.
It's close to $2 million.
That's the total funding gap?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to find a way. We got tax credits. We're going to find a way to fund it. It may involve a lot of our own money, too, to be able to do that, but it's large.
Yeah. So the project will move forward.
What was the one? You mentioned one very specific sort of funding gap. Some dynamics had changed.
The low-income housing tax credits.
And that's, what did that change do?
So I can also speak to that. These are very good questions. Not only did pricing change with the prospects of corporate tax reform as the last election, investors like Wells Fargo and some of the banks are pricing tax credits a lot lower. In the case of this particular project, we look like we will be awarded tax credits from the state, but they don't have enough credits to fund our full award. So the a little over a million in credits that we applied for, we're going to look to get under 700,000. So that's created a larger gap than even just the pricing issue.
So that delta is about 300.
Yeah, okay. 300,000 in annual credits, which has its own formula with the price of tax credits that affects our gap.
So, I'll go ahead.
No, I was just going to say,
So our recommendation for funding is how much for share?
They could do up to 200,000. Easily 150. We know that they had said that they could easily get 150,000. So I think that would be my recommendation is to do 150,000 to share and then the 150,000 to reach.
In addition or just?
In addition.
So it'd be 400,000 for each.
And this will all be contingent upon what our award looks like, what our allocation is from HUD. One thing to keep in mind is that even if we were to have the program zero out, if it didn't get any 2018 funding from HUD, we still have enough to fund all of the projects. Evergreen Habitat for Humanity might see a slight reduction depending on that. But
so you mentioned that it would be contingent on what the actual funding would be.
Yes.
So would it make sense then, since it's 304,000, just to split it and then between those two, and then whatever that funding is, still
in the past, Share and Reach have met their goals.
Oh, yes.
They've done what
yes.
they said they were going to do.
Yes. yes. We have not had any issues with those two agencies.
I would move that we accept your suggestion for the addition of money to Share and Reach.
So
as proposed.
And she's entering it right now, so you can see.
I mentioned this already before, but so if we get less money or if we get more money, it would then be applied only to the REACH project, the reduction or the additional. All those in favor?
$490,000 for that project. Washougal came out on top with their funding request of $300,000, and that would leave $189,700 for the Camas Dallas Street Improvements Project. The first question usually asked is, can Camas move forward with a reduced amount? Figures amount, and then from what this board scored, Columbia River Mental Health came out on top. So we would be able to fund Columbia River Mental Health, Lifeline Connections, and the Hispanic Chamber at full award, and then Proud Brown at a partial award for this funding.
But I tried to just kind of hold you, Katie. Did you say Proud Brown wanted either the Home Award or the CPG Award?
Great. Well, I think if could we only get up to 300 total, though, correct, right? I think we could use 300 volumes if we could. We can talk about maybe the whole structure. And I'd have to do the math. We can't do it right now about how many homes we could get. I would hope we could get 4 homes with that.
So Proud Ground requested in home 240,000, that would be 60,000 that they would, could use out of CBG to meet that $300,000 maximum amount, which would only leave 19,000 left.
And that's a lot less than 225.9.
Yes.
So it could be moved up.
Correct.
So Melanie is here with CVAB. Is there any possibility of your project moving forward?
Absolutely. We've got phases. We need a ton of stuff, so we can absolutely do something small up to what, you know, we're really behind on, but we could make some of our ADA.
So then it would come back to the board if we want to move that project forward with 19,000, or if we want to look at putting that into the infrastructure category.
So Consumer Voices just said they could use the 20,000, 19?
Yes, they would just scale back their projects significantly.
I see. Let them do what they can then.
That's what I do.
And then again, when we get our actual HUD allocation, we would look at, break it down between infrastructure and social service, and then adjust whoever's awarded out of infrastructure. And
well, the question then would be for the board, if CAMAS does not want to move forward with $189,000, would that drop down to Battleground, and could Battleground use that, or would it drop down to social services and make CVAP whole? Or close to it.
So CAMAS said they had to look into seeing if they could move forward. So that would be the first option. The second option would be whatever the board is, would like to do.
Mayor King.
Do you know if your project could move forward?
We can probably find $50,000.
Okay.
So what's the time frame on finding out from CAMAS?
Puts you in a hard spot.
What, 60 seconds?
9 o'clock. Let us know by 9.
Yeah, of course, Pete's on vacation, so that's why. You know, certainly as soon as I get back to him, Dave Samara and others, let them know where we're at, and see if they have a sense about how our budget is faring and what our priorities are for the year. So I hope to get back to him very quickly. As I think about this a little bit, it occurs to me that he got very low bids on our project for this year, and we'll be returning some money back from our award from last year. And so I don't know what that amount is yet, because we haven't notified you guys about that, because we didn't know what the amount was yet. But it might be a substantial amount. The work is closer if we can use some of that. That's up to the board, of course. But.
So what you've done in the past, and what our unwritten policy has been, is unspent funds from infrastructure would go back into the infrastructure category, which is why we're at 4897. We had projects come in under last year that we'd already known about. And so that would mean that there would be additional funds available in the infrastructure project, or category. So that might put your project more to a more feasible level.
Right.
So could we, just with regards to the infrastructure piece, could we take some action today that said, the award goes to CAMAS if they can use it,
mm-hmm.
but if for some reason they can't, then it goes to Battleground?
That's what we were
going
to say. So we just need a motion to accept the CDBG.
And also the question would remain on if we get more from HUD than what we budgeted, do you want that to be applied then to CAMAS's project or to CVAP's project? And a reduction or addition?
Do we have any idea what those dollars might be?
No.
We gave our best estimate on the funding memo.
With Sam, you don't have anything to add other than no, right?
My HUD headquarters told me that they have no idea. I can't second guess.
I mean, they literally told us, like, use your best guess.
Yeah.
So imagine something and go with that. Yeah.
And that's been our past practice, is any additional funds come in, the last funded project is the one that either receives additional funds if they're not fully funded, or sees a reduction, and then if there's any significant change, we bring it back to the board. But if it's not a significant change in the problem and a change to the projects, then we would just move forward with the project. projects as decided upon by the board.
So if there had been $200,000 more in CDBG allocation, how would you have, remind us how you would have split that?
So we go through just the funding memo, so we'd kind of take that $200,000 and we would put it into the allocated amount up at the top of the funding memo, and then it would get split between the infrastructure and the social service categories.
50-50.
Yes.
So if money if extra money comes in, is there a notion that you would just treat it as if it was part of the original allocation?
If it came in our allocation, yes. Any reprogrammed funds would then go to the next funding round, because we usually don't get that until later in the year.
And the context of this last question is allocation money.
Yes.
Correct. So it seems like we would want to do what we would have done if it was part of the original allocation,
yes.
A 50-50 in the program.
If we were to see something that pushed us with additional funds past CAMAS, for example, so we had them fully fund and have some left over, that's when we would come back to the board and say, how would you like us? We can fully fund CAMAS and we have 20,000 left over, for example. How would you like us to handle that? That's when we would bring it back to you. But if it's just enough to bring CAMAS to a fully fund, and same with Consumer Voices or Born, then we would just move forward with that. Because it's within the same agreement that the board had motioned and approved.
So should we need to do these one at a time then?
We can.
Yeah, I just think it might make more sense. So then do we have a motion to approve this CDBG structure as shown? Would that be appropriate?
So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. All right, CDBG social service. So what do we need to do down here then? Just
and we'll keep the board aware of what's going on with the funding as soon as we know anything more.
Thank you very much. Any other items, Michael?
I would just anticipate we will probably have a UCPB in April. Especially if we get any more information in terms of what the allocation and funding picture becomes more clear. Sam, is there anything else that you can think of that we need to?
Well, also in April is the CDBG week, and because of the proposed cuts, wherever, we'll probably be doing a big push this year. We'll get proclamations out to you, and we'll tell you what all your CDBG projects were, so you can hopefully kind of advertise that in the community and get the word out about how CDBG and Home are helpful programs that maybe shouldn't be cut so extremely. Any questions would be good in order? We're adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Slightly more confusing than most years.
Still not bad considering.
Somebody we have that over the actual sidewalk project. Whoever it was, but the initial estimates we had prior came in really high. They did some trimming and cutting and blah blah blah, that sort of thing. And now they're estimating the project to come in close to what we had. Somebody had mentioned to me a couple weeks ago on the bus tour that if we were slightly over, there might be some funds available somewhere or something. I don't know. Do you know anything about that?
I really don't. Sam or Rebecca are probably your best sources.
Let me just think that might be my turn.